had a, I think it's called a word of knowledge. So last night I got this migraine, and I'm still kind of dealing with it. And I feel like I was thinking about Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me in green pastures and beside still waters. And for anyone that's dealing with a migraine, definitely come up for prayer. But I feel like the word for you is he wants to refresh and restore your soul.
Mary, the Lord showed me you yesterday and then started this word in my heart. And it's not just for you. It's like anybody here who is, let's say, really realizing that the outward man perishes, even though the inward man is renewed day by day. I know you've been through some physical stuff in the last couple of years, but it was like he pointed you out, and then he gave me this word for all of us who are a little older, struggling at times with physical stuff. Not too long ago, I saw this thing online about if you took two Stradivarius violins that were maybe built by the master in 1910 or something, and you put one on the shelf, and you took one, and you let it be played, practiced on, and played in concerts and all that. At the end, if you took them now, the one that was played is going to have the warmer tones. It's going to be the one that's more valuable. It's going to be the one that's priceless, as a matter of fact. And it was just such a reminder to me, for us who are older and who are experiencing physical things and all that, to not quit being played by him, to not quit being used by him.
For Father Glenn, I wanted to call you Dr. Glenn, and I don't know if that's a word in that, but I do feel that there's going to be unique avenues for your teaching ministry. I even see technology playing a part of that, and the Lord giving more ways to, I think he's going to articulate like a specialty of your teaching ministry, but I also feel that there's going to be unique avenues as well for that in Jesus' name.
Ms. Karen, yesterday before you taught, you were sitting over there all by yourself, and the Lord brought this scripture to mind. In Psalm 68, a father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation. And this is the focus. God makes a home for the lonely, and he leads out the prisoners into prosperity. Not that you were sitting there looking all lonely and stuff, but God's going to put a tribe around you, and he's also going to allow you to bring in those who are lonely into this place called home.
This is the word for Julie. I just saw in front of you like a pot and almost like something was being cooked like the soup or stew or something. But it was a pretty big pot, but it was just being stirred a lot. And it's like the Lord was saying that the enemy's stirring something up and that you need to know that even though the enemy's stirring it up, the Lord is going to turn out to be the perfect result that he wants. And so that sometimes when the enemy stirs things up, the Lord uses him just to cause all the ingredients to blend together just perfectly. So when it's all over with, like Paul did, it just turns out, you know, the right way. And so God just said that whatever the enemy's trying to stir up, just be at peace. It's going to all turn out just right. Also, if Patty, you get a word back there, you don't have to come up here. Just give it.
So, just connecting the dots with what Karen said today and what the bishop said earlier, I don't feel like this is for all of us, is that the righteous, we know the word says the righteous run into it, and it says the righteous run into the name of the Lord and are saved. And she was talking about running into that place, running into that place and being saved. And we heard this morning that being saved means to be made whole And as she shared, it was like her emotions were just fractured and just all over and scattered all over the place. But as she ran into there, God was able to calm her and make her emotions to become whole again. And so we need, the quicker we can get to that place, we don't have to live in that place of fracturedness. The quicker we can run, as she was saying, into that place, the quicker he can make us whole again. And he desires to make us whole again. And so I just want to encourage you to run quickly to that place of wholeness and salvation, so you can be made whole again, so you're not having to live in all the hullabaloo of it all, but just to run as quickly as you can. And also that there was a word, we were singing about the water and being refreshed, and I had this word at our church, but the water is coming down from the throne, and it flows out to humanity. And there are those people that will come, as the Lord gave it to me before, there's going to be people that's going to come, and that's going to stay here, and they're going to constantly drink from the water that's flowing from the throne. But there's going to be others that's just going to come, and they're going to take a sip, and they're going to be gone on their to complete their journey. And there's going to be others that's going to come, and they're going to fill their tanks, and they're going to fill jugs and barrels, and they're going to take it back to their neighbors and to their homes, and they're going to be refreshed. But continue to acknowledge that flow of living water that's coming, that is flowing from the throne of heaven, from onto this throne and on out to the humanity. And as you step into that, you're going to become saturated, and you're going to take that living water to others, and it's going to splash upon them. And as you walk in, they're going to be aware there's something different.
Okay, so I had a couple of these words yesterday, but then the enemy tried to take me out. Wasn't successful. So one of these is for Bob. Oh, there you are. Okay. Hi, Bob. The Lord wants you to know that he sees you. And I think this kind of tags on to Donna's word about the older generation, the experienced and wise generation, being invisible, and we're not invisible to the Lord. And the Lord wants you to know that you are valued and that you have a role to play and a lot to give and a lot of ministry left. And I think that's for all of us who are trying to find our feet, but especially for you. He sees you and he loves you and he is honored by you. And then Josh, I saw a picture of someone waiting, and this person's waiting for days and days and days and is showing enormous patience in their waiting, not getting frustrated. And the Lord told me that's you, and that he's honoring you for your patience and whatever you're going through, whatever trials you're going through right now. He's honoring you for your patience that you're showing without getting angry and without getting upset. So things are going to be okay, and he's honoring you for that. And then for you, I see this big explosion coming. Not a bad explosion, but an explosion of the Holy Spirit. There's going to be a revival in and around your community, and you are going to be stewarding that. And the Lord wants you to know he's prepared you just for that purpose. And Lily, this one just came to me, and what I saw was you working and singing in your heart and walking through your house and taking care of everything that you take care of every day, but especially when you know you have people coming. and that the Lord is so happy with your ministry and the things that you do, and he's going to bless you, and more people are going to come, and your ministry is going to grow.
Amen.